I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's a cool song. Man, what a ballad. Man. Man. So we had a really cool guy, small businessman, clean out our... I was listening to Sam last week and how the gutter freezes and then it causes this crazy ice dam and then the gutter collapses. And he's right because I've seen it. And so we had this mom and pop kind of business, a gutter guy come out to our house and he cleaned our gutters for $150, which, by the way, is a good price. Did a hell of a job. Today, we had a guy inspect our chimney because we want to use our fireplaces and we want to be safe. My point is that these guys are out there working again. And I want to get your radar up because stuff is broken, whether it's your roof or your gutters or your chimney. And you're going to hire these folks. And you got to be careful about it because some of them are players and a lot of them are idiots. And Sam sent me this text message from a consumer that got screwed by kind of a big name contractor that went out of business. And man, this is such a crazy time and a crazy area. I had to grab Sam from, Cousins Roofing, Siding, and Decks. My brother, what's up?
Hey, Marty, what's going on?
So as it thaws out, and it's hit or miss, a lot of people are going to be hiring a lot of folks, right?
Yep. Yes, that season.
And so you sent me this text. I don't even know what to say. This poor woman signed up to get like $40,000 worth of work done, right?
Yeah.
Gave this company $8,000. Right?
Yep.
Which, by the way, is that okay? Is that an amount that you would consider cool to give someone in advance?
I would say that's not an extremely aggressive amount. I mean, 50% I'd say is way too much, right? If someone's asking you for half down, that's too much. That's probably about 20%. That's not crazy. I mean, we normally ask our clients for 10% to get on the schedule. That's not a crazy amount, so I wouldn't say that was like outlandish or anything if they asked you for that amount.
And then, Sam, the man, this company went belly up, right?
Yep, yep.
And now what? She's out, right?
Yeah, that's... I don't know what's going to happen in the long run with that company and with the people, because it's not just her, right? It's dozens, maybe even more people that's all happened to. I don't know if there's any, I don't know what their recourse is. It's terrible. You know, there's going to be dozens of people out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a person, basically, because these are all larger projects.
I need your advice.
I don't know if there's going to be a class action, if there's going to be some type of recourse for them. I don't know. But at the end of the day, the company went belly up and it's going under, you know, bankruptcy. So I'm not sure what the recourse is.
Sam Milligan, callthecousins.com. Help me out here, man. I have no idea because this company had a good name and a decent rep, Better Business Bureau, all that stuff. And then, boom, one day they shut out the lights. How the hell am I supposed to see this coming if I'm a consumer? Sam, I don't know. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest, like that's a tough one. You know, we talk about all these, I know I've talked about all these things with you about how to verify a contractor and all this, but like, that's one of those ones. Like I had no idea that they were that close. I mean, I had been hearing things of that certain company about, you know, there was a transfer of ownership. There was, you know, some things. They don't have the best reviews, I will say that. Yeah, like, sure. They have, like, I think under 4 stars on Google. Like, it's like, all, I think 3 stars maybe. So there's some of those signs that we talked about that maybe, hey, you know, someone could pause and say, hey, they have a lot of bad ratings. Like, maybe I shouldn't use them. But that being said, they still had an okay enough rep. Yep. They've been in business for over 30 years. Yep. That's one of those things. It's just, it's tough. It's what makes this business hard, because we have to earn that trust. And it's what makes it hard for consumers, because it's like, geez, you think a company that's been around that long is going to, you know, they're going to be able to fulfill your project that's 3 months out.
Damn.
And to have them turn around on people, and it's deceptive what they did, because they were taking down payments, knowing probably the status of their business, and they just continued to take payments from people, which is wrong.
I don't know. I thought maybe you tell them, I want the names of 3 people you just work with. I don't know, Sam. I don't know here. I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's tough. I mean, I'd say the things that we've talked about are still very important. Checking reviews, getting references, checking their body of work. But, like, man, something like this is... I really feel for any of those people, because there's not a whole lot more due diligence they could have done.
And by the way, brother, get in line in a bankruptcy. If you get 10 cents on the dollar, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, there's not going to be any assets to really recoup that business like that either.
Hell no.
Yeah. You know, I would say I see this happen, where this happens a lot, that I do see all the time, is usually it's the guy that doesn't have a website. It's just he's a sole operator, and he has one job go bad, and then the rest of his jobs end up paying for that bad job, and then he goes out of business. I see that happen all the time. That's more normal. That's easier to avoid if you just, you know, again, do due diligence, check out the reviews, check out their body of work. Is there more than just them to the business, right?
Yep.
But something like this, I mean, it's like, again, this was an established business, and for them to... Yeah. I mean, the one thing I'll say is there was a transfer of ownership 2 years ago.
Oh.
And that's, I think, should always give someone pause, because it's like, all right, you have someone brand new coming in. They're not necessarily going to run it the same way. And apparently they didn't, because they're up and under in 2 years. So,
my man Sam, callthecousins.com. Does it help at all? Patrick sent this note, pay by credit card. Does that help at all?
I think it'll depend on your card carrier. I don't know what the policy is in terms of refunds.
Some of them will refuse to pay.
I mean, I know credit card, you can have you probably have better odds getting your money back if something does go haywire.
All right. Call the Cousins, man. 989 Cousins. Sam's my man. We've become good friends. I love his integrity and his honesty. I need to ask a dumb question, and it comes from Patrick. Not that he's dumb. They're doing work at your place this week?
Well, yeah. Your guys are coming out to my house tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, there'll be Mark and Baron probably coming out.
Yep. But if we get snow cover, it's really hard to check out shingle damage when we got snow on the house, right?
Yep.
Right?
So if we got snow cover, we'll probably have to
it will be. So basically, they'll probably still come out and see what they can see. And then if they can't fully assess it, they'll just reschedule it. So we've had to do a lot of that over the last month. And Jessica, who runs she does all the repair coordinating, she'll just reach out and get a new date on the schedule for them to come back out when the weather's a little bit nicer.
Before you go, without naming names, I've been seeing hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising for a local company promising you big discounts on decks right now. Red flags. Number one, if you're advertising and spending that kind of money in the dead of winter on decks, to me, Sam, that's a red flag. Number two, most companies can't do it right now, sir. Please explain. I'm right about this, right?
Yeah. Again, I'd say just be careful, be cautious, no matter who it is, right? And that goes for us too. Like, if you're calling Cousins, check out the reviews, check out the website, check out the BBB, check out, just thoroughly research. You know, most people get three bids, three contractors that come out. It's in the 1 hour it'll take to research those three companies, it'll save you weeks of pain on choosing the wrong contractor, if not years.
And my man, so, there's a vast difference between Sam Milligan and the handyman down the street. Vast difference, sir. Is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's we built this to be a professional contracting business, and you know, we stand by everything we do. We price fairly, and we're open and honest on everything, man. We really do stand by what we do, and there's a big team behind it. And we built this to address those common pain points that people have dealt with contractors. I've had family deal with it. I've dealt with it, and it's terrible. You know, when you go through an experience like that, it takes days and weeks and months off your life. And we don't want anyone to go through that. So
hey,
we built this to be the opposite.
Sam, why is it come off as such a grimy business, shady? Why?
There's a few reasons to that. In PA, one of the big reasons is zero barrier to entry. You know, Marty, you could today go get $600 a year insurance and have your contractor license in about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And you could be a licensed contractor.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of the big issues in PA is there's no barrier to entry. So, and there's no background check involved in that either. So that's where you get a lot of, maybe not the greatest guys coming into your home that are quote unquote licensed contractors. And a lot of times that's the only job they can get.
It becomes
the
Wild Wild West.
Bad background,
some idiot with a toolbox in a pickup truck.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's using your money. You know, your money's all he has to get the project done. And so if anything goes wrong, bam, he's either coming to you for more money or your job's never, you know, getting finished.
Sam Milligan, thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
My man's honest. I would be anal retentive, pain in the ass, diligent before I gave anyone a nickel. I forget about my brother-in-law used him. It's my nephew's buddy. Forget that crap. Crawl up there, you know what, before you give them a nickel. Because once they take your money, you ain't getting it back. Ever.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to tell you two stories about contractors. A man down the street, very wealthy, has a gorgeous home. Gorgeous. In fact, the basement, they dug an 8-foot deep hole and put this insanely beautiful theater, bar, lounge area in his basement. It's insane. Cost several million dollars. What's my point? Before he had that done, he hired the son of, I stress, the son of, probably the best contractor for big custom homes in Pittsburgh. Okay? So you would think daddy's a star, son's a star. The son took $500,000 from this man and left town. $500,000. Ripped him off. Never to be found. Never to be recovered. I don't know what you do with that. When you hire the best, you think, I'll get the best. What happens with contractors is what my boy Sam just said. It becomes similar to these check kiting schemes, Ponzi schemes, Bernie Madoff at a street level. Guy owes money to 10 people. He collects from 11 and stays ahead of that until he doesn't. Contractor gets money from a third job and uses that money to pay the first job until the first job goes over cost and then all of it collapses. And then he quits showing up and quits doing the job. And the issue with suing them is, what are you getting? I represented as Get Marty an elderly gentleman who got ripped off by a contractor for about $70,000. And I chased that man down the street. And we got him lawyers. I swear, we went to civil court. We won. He won. I got the contractor to agree to pay this elderly man who lost $75,000 about $1,000 a month. He held up his end of the bargain for about 4 months and disappeared. You were suing someone who has nothing. Seriously. Story number two. About 10 years ago, we had a massive remodel done in our house. Gorgeous work. Insane work. Beautiful job. When the job was done, one of the contractors, I think it was the guy put in the ductwork for the furnace, put a lien on our house for $6,000. Why? Because the main contractor didn't pay him. The main contractor wouldn't return my calls. The main contractor disappeared on me until I found out that the main contractor was about to get a big job with one of the local sports franchises. I did. And I texted the contractor and said, my man, you will not get that job with that sports team until you finish our friggin' basement by paying this man $6,000 that you owe him. And again, the guy we hired had an unbelievable rep. Guess what he did? He paid the guy the money he owed him. Folks, as Sam suggested, it's one of those businesses that becomes amateur hour. Yeah, my nephew does it. Yeah, my cousin does it. Yeah, my neighbor does it. Okay. Yeah, they have a pickup truck. And finally, folks like to hire a handyman to do their bathroom remodel. Okay. But what you're going to get is a handyman's work. I'm just telling you. But here's the conundrum. And this happened to us. The handyman's price on a bathroom is $27,000. The high-end contractor's price on the bathroom is $75,000. Thus, the handyman gets hired. I'm just telling you, It's an unbelievably sketchy business and so hard to find someone you can trust. I cannot stress to you enough how much homework I think you should do before you give anyone a nickel. Period. Check them out to the point of annoying them. And if they get annoyed, find a new contractor.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've had several of these recently. We have posted videos of dog crap downtown. And then some moron or several morons, they put Trump dump signs in them. They're disgusting. The crap's disgusting. The signs are disgusting. It's not funny. And I got recently, because we've been posting this stuff, this comes from Kristen. I'm a dog owner. I'm downtown. I've noticed someone decorated poop with Trump dump flags, toothpicks. It's been happening a lot of spots, not just political. It's unsafe. Dogs could eat these toothpicks. It's disgusting. Marty, have you even asked the clean team? Have they seen who's responsible? No luck. Pick up after your pets. It's not artistic. Disgusting. It makes our city look disgusting. Thanks for fighting for the little and four-legged guys in our community. It is disgusting. I don't think it's funny. I think it's gutter trash, cockroaches, morons. One of my boys who really doesn't mess around. My man is the ultimate pro regarding security, internet, cybercrime, you name it. Mad Max caught the guy. Maxed it. Seriously. My brother Max, this has irritated you for a long time, like it's irritated us, hasn't it?
I've been hunting for this guy for about 4 years now, and I finally got him.
4 years?
Yeah, I've been seeing these signs downtown, and lately the new added touch is he uses red, white, and blue sprinkles. So he puts a toothpick in there. And I know it's not funny, but I can't help but laugh.
It is funny.
He puts a toothpick in it, and then he has a little jar of sprinkles that he sprinkles on it. So that's a new addition. Like, that's like new as of like this year. I've started seeing that. But if I had to peg him, I'd say he's a 50 something year old white guy.
Wow.
I don't know what he's doing. You know, is he employed? Is he unemployed? Is this his full time job? Where he just walks around looking for, you know, dog crap on the sidewalk to put toothpick signs. It looks like he pulls them out of a little mint tin, like a little, you know, tin of mints. He has his toothpick signs in there ready to go. And he kind of looked left and right over his shoulder. And then when he saw nobody was looking, he just kneeled down, put the toothpicks in it. Then he reached into his other pocket, pulled out the jar of sprinkles, put the sprinkles on it.
Sprinkles, Max.
And then he took a picture of it. Sprinkles. Took a picture of it with his phone.
Oh, he takes a picture.
I circulated it to some of my Zone 2 friends to ask them if this guy's familiar to them. I haven't heard back yet, but I'd be curious if anybody's encountered this guy. But yeah, now I know what he looks like. So I know who I'm looking for out on this.
When did you catch him in the act? Last week? I forget.
It was last week. It was Thursday at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Hey, Max, was he dressed like he works downtown?
I mean, he's not homeless, and he didn't look mentally ill. He had a baseball cap on. He had pants. He had a backpack, you know. So, I mean, fully clothed and, you know, looked like your anyday person downtown just walking around. No, nothing, you know, notable.
Hey, Max,
so,
is he breaking the law in any way?
I don't know. I mean, the person not picking up after the dog is breaking the law by not cleaning up after their animal, but putting some, I'm a pretty funny guy, but even I have standards. I'm not putting toothpick signs in crap, and I've been documenting it.
Is it littering putting toothpicks in fecal matter?
He's 100%. He's... if you
on.
Go on the Facebook or not Facebook, if you go on the Reddit Pittsburgh page, r/Pittsburgh, and put in toothpick poop signs, you'll see some of this guy's work. People have been taking pictures of it.
Max, help me here. Does he just hate Trump? Or is he just an idiot? Or is this a political statement? What is this?
I don't know why a lot of them say Trump. But the one I'm looking at right now on Reddit says Elon Musk.
Oh,
so he clearly hates, you know, conservatives and the right. Because I've never seen anybody that had, Ed Gainey or Bill Peduto in there.
Excellent point.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Did you confront him, Max, or just catch him on tape?
I caught him on camera. But now that I've seen him, I know what he looks like. If I see him out on the street, I'll approach him. I'll be like, how long you been at it, my man? What was the inspiration? I gotta know.
Sad though.
Yeah, it's not normal behavior by any stretch.
Hey, Max.
Absolutely.
You're there all the time. Are they still pooping on the streets though?
You still see it.
Not as
in
much.
In the alleys. Not as much, but it's still there. It's happening. So, I hope that, you know, Corey is able to do something. He's got a lot of good things going on.
Yeah.
I like what he's doing.
Yeah, me too.
And, I hope that, you know, we can get something done and maybe finally get some restrooms put in downtown or do something to alleviate the urination and defecation in all the alleyways.
But just so it's established, because I've heard the same thing. I'm told there are a few of these folks that are zombie-like in the drugged-out state downtown, and we're not getting the same videos. And I'm also told there are fewer homeless downtown, and I'm also told there's less defecation on the sidewalks. Are you observing that?
I would say that's fairly accurate.
Okay.
And part of me can't help but wonder how much of the NFL draft that's coming up very quickly here, how much of that is having an impact on what you just said?
I don't know.
And will it go back to what it was after the NFL draft clears out?
So, I don't think so. I think like PNC ordering everybody back to work, more boots on the ground downtown will help. More folks walking around will help. More cops dedicated to that will help.
Yeah.
But this guy, I'd love to grab him and say, what the hell's your problem, man? Get a life, Jagoff.
I'll try to put you two all in touch. I'll see if he wants to do a Get Marty interview, maybe a live stream one day.
Describe him again.
He's, like I said, you know, maybe late 50s, early 60s, white guy.
Wow.
He had a baseball hat on, backpack.
Wow.
Let me see. I got a picture of him. Where did it go?
And this is a big political statement.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what...
kids, Dad wants to talk to the family. Yes, kids, I wanted to tell you, we've taken our stand. I need your help this Saturday. We're going to place signs and poop downtown. Huh? What? Where?
Yeah. No, thanks. Hard pass.
My man, Max. Thanks, brother.
You got it, sir.
That's disgusting. Loser. Not Max. I love Max. One of my favorite Americans. Love him. Joe, go ahead.
What's up, Morty? How's it going today?
My brother.
It sounds like you got Mr. Hankey reincarnated down there.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
You know my man, Mr. Hankey?
Of course.
Howdy, howdy. All right, my man. Have a good one.
I'm always trying to figure out the mindset. I don't think the guy's mentally ill. No way. He just hates Republicans and hates Trump, and this is big stand. My man, if you're listening, we know you're not, you can do so much better by just helping to clean up the crap. Go ahead, sir. Ma'am, go ahead. Ma'am. New Jersey, go ahead. All right, that's enough. They wanted to be anonymous and remained anonymous. Man, Barry is always downtown. He sends me videos of these idiots with these idiotic signs. I don't know, man. Of all the protests, that's Barry there. Grab him. My man, Barry.
All right, Marty, how you doing?
You've seen this firsthand.
Oh, yeah, many times. Too many times.
All over downtown.
Oh, yeah, definitely all over.
With the signs, by the way, you've sent me video of this crap, literally, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody putting the signs in?
No. I've been on the lookout. I haven't caught anybody.
Hey, you're downtown all the time. Is it getting better with the crap?
I say no.
No. Oh, wow.
No, because you seen that one video I sent?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Along Worthit Boulevard?
Yep.
Right across from the courthouse. And there's about five, six other spots that I have to literally step around.
Downtown right now?
Yeah.
So you're saying that the poop hasn't gone away?
No, it's still there.
Same areas?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks, my man.
Okay.
Barry's great. He takes these very, well, tells the truth and shows it. All right. Kenny.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hey, Barry Griffin.
Yeah.
First time I ever called you, brother.
Wow.
It's not the subject of it. If you don't mind, I just want to say I'm sorry to invite your sister. But anyhow, my wife went to Hillman right before you did, and he passed away from cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
In fact, it's 5 years ago on the 7th month.
I'm so sorry.
And right after that, when you went to Hillman for your throat cancer,
yeah,
treated.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you, I'm sorry for your sister.
Oh.
And you are a great man.
Thanks,
what
brother.
You do, particularly, without a doubt, man.
What was your wife's name, brother? What's that?
Bernice.
Oh, when did she die?
It was 5 years ago, February 7th, 21.
I'm so sorry.
And if you got a minute, I'll show you things about my wife and I.
Hold on.
Okay.
Grab his number, and I'll call him after the show. I don't want to screw him over by giving him 30 seconds on the radio. Luann. Go ahead, Luann.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an interesting story. My moved to New he lives in New Jersey.
Right.
So they're moving to a new complex. And I asked him if he had everything before the storm. He said, yeah, I got swabs. He has to swab his dog's mouth.
What?
For DNA.
What?
So that if they find dog excrement, they have the DNA. I couldn't believe it.
What do you mean?
Well, in this complex, if they find dog excrement, do you believe it? DNA. He thinks it's just for death to deter people, but yeah, I know that's a new one for me.
So you're saying that they'll match the DNA to the owner of his dog?
Yep.
They'll spend the money on DNA testing and go after the dog owner.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
That's unbelievable.
It's that bad.
I guess it is. You know, you figure New Jersey, he lives out there where there's like Palms River Brick. Yeah, I mean, it's crowded. So he's moving in a big complex. Nice. It's nice. Real nice. And I guess they figure it's one way to get you.
So hold on. If you have a dog,
uh-huh.
You have to swab your dog for DNA and give it to the management.
Yeah, before you, they'll let you move in if you say you have pets. Don't you love it?
Oh, man. I think that's a little too much.
Something new every day. Yeah, I asked him, I'm asking him how the weather, because he got that blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah, I got everything. I got swabs. I'm thinking, what for? And then he proceeded to tell me.
Wow. Luann, thank you.
So there's a new one.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know, man.
I did a quick Google search, Marty.
Yeah.
HOAs and condo associations are starting to require DNA tests residents' dogs.
And I don't believe they're paying for the tests, but, you know, just because it's on Google doesn't make it real. But to Patrick's point, they're saying they're going to charge you up to $1,000. Look, after seeing the video, after the last storm in New York, when the snow melted, and thousands of mounds of dog crap on the streets, I said, whoa, all right. But what I wouldn't trust, number one, the management. Number two, the testing. Number three, the results. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I would trust anything. Someone trying to get me for a fine. Someone knocks in the door. We have identified your dog's DNA in this crap. Come on, man. At some point, that's just ignorant. $1,000 fine. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if people just pick up the crap from their dogs? But they can't, I guess. Now we're up finding people up to $1,000 in matching DNA? All right. Good luck with that. I have no idea if that's true, but it's out there. Poopprints.com. Good luck with that one. Your dog's DNA. Colin's up next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.